Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Bava Metzia, Perik Hei, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Vi Elu Oivrin Beloisase. The following people are over Isure Diraisa when it comes to Ribbis, assuming that it was Ribbis Diraisa. And the Mishnah is going to give us a list of four. Hamalva, the one who lends money to his friend with Ribbis. Vahaloiva, as well as the one who receives the loan with Ribbis. That's what makes Ribbis unique. In regard to all other Isurei Mamon, it's one person who steals from someone else. It's one person who holds back wages from someone else, who fools from someone else. Ribbis is so strict that even the so-called victim, the loiva who has to pay the Ribbis, is also over the lav. He's not allowed to borrow money under these circumstances. Vaitre Zokta Mishnah V'Ha'arev. The Arev is the one who is Mekabel Achrayis. He's the one who says, don't worry, Malva. If the loiva doesn't pay, I'll pay. V'Ha'edim, as well as the Edim on the loan. The Chachamim add a fifth person, Af HaSoifer, the one who writes the shtar of the loan. Someone writes the shtar that so-and-so is lending so-and-so money and the person has to pay back Beribis, that Soifer is also Oiver, Min HaTor. Now there are six Lavin when it comes to the Isser of Ribis. And not everyone here is over all six. So we're going to talk about the six Lavim, and then we'll see which one of these five people are possibly over which ones of the Averis. The Pasuk says in Parashas Behar, Kapitel Chav Hei, Pasuk Lamed Zayin, Es Kaspecha Loi Sitein Loi Beneshech, Uvemarbis Loi Sitein Achlecha. So that's a warning to the Malva. Don't lend your money with Ribbis. And there are two Lavim over here. Loi Sitein, Es Kaspecha Loi Sitein Loi Beneshech, Uvemarbis Loi Sitein Achlecha. One is by Kesev, one is by Eichel. But whether it's Kesev, whether it's Eichel, one is over both Lavim. Vayter, the Pasuk says, Kapitel Chav Hei, Pasuk Lamed Vav, Al Tikach Me'itay Neshech V'Sarbis. Don't take. Es Kaspecha Loi Sitein means don't give your money. Al tikach means don't take. The malva is over this lav when he takes the ribbis money at the time that it's being paid. Vaiter, umashim leisil oi kenosha. This is a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, Kapitel Chav Beis, Pasuk Chav Dalet. The pasuk says, im kasev talves ami esa'oni imach loi siil oi kenosha. Now really this is a lav for any malva that he shouldn't pressure the loiva to pay back, if the loiva doesn't have the money. Now, someone who's a malva beribis, normally that's what happens. Somebody says, oh no, I'm not giving my money for nothing. I want back my money plus. This type of a person usually applies tremendous pressure to the loiva to pay back, and he doesn't care whether the loiva has the money to pay back or not. Therefore, the Tana says that normally, someone who's a malva beribis is also over this lav of Lesiel Kenosha. There are some who hold that in the case of Malva Beribis, even if he doesn't pressure him, he's automatically over the lav. Because the loiva is automatically under tremendous pressure to pay back. The longer it takes him to pay back, the more money he's going to have to pay. Vaitra says the Mishnah, this is the fifth, five out of six, Umashim Loi Sasimin Olav Neshech. That's also in Parshas Mishpatim. And it's in the same Pasuk. Loi Si Loi Kenosha Loi Sasimin Olav Neshech. This lav, besides for the malva, also includes the arev, the one who guarantees the loan, the edim, and according to the chachamim, the cipher as well, because they're all involved in this loan. And the pasuk is loisasim in olav neshech. Don't be involved in applying this loan of ribbis, and all these people are involved in applying the loan. And the sixth lav would be umashim v'lifnei iver loisitein michshol v'yireisim alikecha ani Hashem. This is a pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim. Literally, it means in front of a blind person, don't put a stumbling block. But we know this is a hazara klalios. Don't cause a person to be over an aveira. Whenever a person would not be able to be over an aveira, but I help him being over the aveira, let's say a nazir wants wine, and I pass it to him over a water, he could have never reached it. I am over the lav of a velifnei iver. If he could have done it without me reaching it, and I help him do the aveira, there's an issur of being meseyeyel de ivri aver, but the lav of a velifnei iver is where a person could have not been over the lav unless I allowed him to do so. Now, that's always true by a halva beribis. Both the loiva and the malva are over this lav. If the loiva didn't take the money from the malva wouldn't be over the lav, and if the malva wouldn't charge the loiva ribis, he wouldn't be over lav. So both of them are over the lav of velifnei iver lesitein michshel. Now, in regard to the arev and the edim, whether they are over the lav of velifnei iver lesitein michshel, that would depend. If the malva would lend the money anyway, even without the guarantor and the edim, so technically the edim and the arev, although they're helping perhaps for the loan to go quicker, but lemaisa they wouldn't be over the lav, because without them it would have happened anyway. But if the malva does not agree to lend the money unless there's a guarantor and there are edim, so then they're also over the lav, because if not for them, these people wouldn't be over the aveira. That's how Tosfos explains it. Furthermore, as the Tosfos Yom Tov explains, the sofer would also be over the lav if the malva says, I wouldn't give the money without a shtar. Okay, so the bottom line is, what did we learn in our Mishnah? We learned that the malva is over all six lavin. He's over the lav of Leisitein. There are two over there, Leisitein Leibeneshech. Uvemarbis Leisitein Ochlecha. So whenever you're giving money to take back ribis, one is over these two lavim. The malva is over an additional lav of Baltikach Mita. Don't take from him. And Leisitein Leikinoisha. Because generally a malva is going to pressure the loiva, some say. Even if he doesn't pressure the loiva just by loaning him money on ribis, he's already pressuring him. There is a lav of leisisim and olav neshech, to be part of the system that applies neshech. That would include the arayv, the guarantor of the loan, the edim, according to the chachamim, the sofer as well. And then there's the lav of lefnei iver leisitein michshel, which both the malva and the loiva would be over. Because whenever you're doing something which causes another person to do an aveira, and both the loiva and the malva are doing it, so both are over velifnei iver. We said, if the malva would not give the loan unless there's an arev, an edim, and a cipher, then they too are over the lav of velifnei iver. Now, there are two other azores in the Torah that aren't mentioned in the Mishnah. One is in Parshas Kiseitze, Kapitel Chav Gimel Pasik Chav. There the Pasik says, Leisashech le'achicha neshech. And that is specifically a lav to the loiva, that he shouldn't give ribis to the malva. In the next pasuk it says, again in Parshas Kiseitze, L'nochri sashach uliachicha loy sashach, again another lav to the loiva. So the malva is over six lavim, the loiva is over three. These two from Parshas Kiseitze and the lav of velifnei iver leisitein michshel. The arev and the edim and the sofer are over the lav of loisa simun, that means they help to apply the process of ribis. And if the malva would not give the loan without them, then they're also over the lav of alifnei iver leisitein michshel. Gemara tells us some very strict things about people that loan money on ribis. It says, kol malva beribis nechasav mismaitetin, his estate begins to dwindle. It says that people that lend money beribis don't wake up tchias ameisim. There was a man, he used to terrorize people. When they had to come on to him for loans, he charged ribis tremendous amounts and forced the people to pay. When he passed away, the Chevra Kedisha demanded a huge amount of money for his kever. And his family was very angry. So they took the Chevra Kedisha and the Rav of the town to the judge. They wanted the judge to throw them in jail. The judge said, what right did you have to charge him so much money? Because he was friends with the judge. So I think it was Rabbi Kiva Eger who told them to say like this. Normally the Chevra Kedisha charges a small amount because a kever is just a rental place. He's not there forever. He's going to wake up Tchias HaMeisim. But this person who was Malva Beribis all of his life, he's not getting up Tchias HaMeisim. So for him it's a sale. Therefore it costs much more money. Now remember, Merubah Midah Tova, the Midah Tova, the schar for doing a mitzvah is always greater than the einish of the aveira. And therefore, Rav Shimon ben Elazar says, "Kol mi sheyesh loy mois umalva oisam shaloi beribis." All of a kasev oimer, and him the pasuk says, "Kaspel inasam beneshach." The pasuk has a special praise for him. because the ones that are malva beribus, they're going to suffer, even during the times of Tchias HaMeisa. So is a kal v'chaymer, the Yidden that lend money to others without charging ribbis, how much they're going to be zaycha to Olam Haba, to Tchias HaMeisim, and to all kinds of brachais and yeshuais. In certain ways, the Mefarshim explain, when you loan someone money, it's even a bigger mitzvah than tzedakah. Because tzedakah, the person feels bad. He has to take tzedakah. When you loan him money, you give him an opportunity to rebuild his business, or you help him stand up on his own two feet, the Rambam says that is the greatest level of tzedakah that is possible. You're not only giving him money, you're giving him his self-worth, you're giving him his happiness and respect.